Not long after this, Nakata found a lorry driver willing to give him a ride as far as Kobe. A sleepy-looking man in his 20s, not very tall, with a ponytail, a pierced ear, and a Chunichi Dragons baseball cap, he sat there in the restaurant, smoking and flipping through a comic book. A gaudy Aloha shirt and oversized Nikes completed his wardrobe. He tapped his cigarette ashes into the leftover soup in his bowl of ramen, stared hard at Nakata, then gave a reluctant nod. "Yeah, okay, you can ride with me. You sort of remind me of my grandpa, the way you look, or maybe how you talk, kind of off the point. At the end, my grandpa got senile and died a few years ago." He went on to explain that they should get to Kobe by morning. He was delivering furniture to a department store warehouse there. As he pulled his lorry out of the car park, they passed a car accident. Two patrol cars were already at the scene, red lights flashing, and a policeman with a signal light was directing traffic. It didn't appear to be much of an accident. A few cars had collided, the side of a minivan was dented, a car's tail light broken. The lorry driver stuck his head out the window and exchanged a few words with the police officer, then rolled up his window. "He said a load of leeches fell from the sky," he said, unmoved. "They got crushed by cars, the road got all slippery, and some drivers lost control. So go slow and take it easy," he told me. "On top of that, some local gang of bikers beat somebody up. Leeches and bikers, what a weird combination. Keeps the police busy, at least." He drove carefully towards the exit. Even going slowly, the lorry slipped a couple of times, and the driver straightened it out with a subtle twist of the wheel. "Man, it really looks like a whole load fell down, and it's damn slippery. But boy, leeches, that's pretty gross. Ever had a leech stick to you?"
"No. As far as Nakata can remember, I don't think so,"
Nakata responded.
"I was brought up in the mountains of Gifu, and it happened to me lots of times. I'd be walking in the woods, and they'd fall down from the trees. Go wading in the streams, and they'd stick to your legs. I know a thing or two about leeches, believe me. Once they get stuck on you, they're hard to pull off. If you pull off a big sucker, your skin comes off, and you'll have a scar. So the best thing is to burn 'em off. Awful things, the way they suck your blood. And once they're filled up, they get all soft and mushy. Pretty gross, huh?"
"Yes, it certainly is," Nakata agreed.
"But leeches aren't supposed to fall from the sky into some rest area car park. I never heard of anything so stupid. The guys around here don't know the first thing about leeches. Leeches don't fall from the sky, do they now?"
Nakata said nothing.
"A few years back, a huge number of millipedes appeared all at once in Yamanashi Prefecture, and cars were slipping everywhere. Just like this, the road got all slippery, and there were many accidents. They got all over the tracks, and the trains couldn't run either. But even millipedes aren't going to rain down from the sky. They crawl out from somewhere. Anybody can see that."
"A long time ago, I lived in Yamanashi. During the war."
"Not kidding," the driver said. "Which war was that?"